This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
I have on the line at the moment Josh Porter, who is a comedian and, I mean, it's creating so many different things at the moment, but we're going to be chatting with him about Game Boys Comedy, which is a comedy troupe that he has with his brother Eden and also an audiovisual designer, Kinetic Screen. And they have a show coming up at the Comedy Festival and also some touring happening. So, Josh, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Great to be here as a sexy thing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like, so make sure you cut that out of the podcast when when your podcast is ready. Hey, Josh, give us a bit of a background because you're a friend of Eve. That's how we got onto you, and and as the graphics are just extraordinary on the show and what you do. Give us a background on who you are and where you're going with all this incredible stuff.
Yeah, sure. Kind of, I guess, doing comedy started back at, you know, high school, did theatre sports and stuff, and then at uni was part of the Monash Law Review. So did that for about 3 years and met a great bunch of people doing that. And it's been really interesting to see everyone sort of filter through the comedy world coming off the back of those. And then, yeah, I think the first show we did was 2011. It's called Extraordinary General Meeting. And that was just about one of the guys in the Law Reviews just got in touch with us and said, hey, do you all want to get together and write a comedy show? And so we did. And it was a great start. It was like a really nice easing in. And then we did two shows with that group. The second one was called Apartmentocalypse, which was great. It was sort of set in an apartment in the end of the world. It was all in real time, and the housemates were having typical housemate stuff while this apocalyptic thing's happening outside.
So COVID, basically. And then, very ahead of your time.
Yeah, pretty much. we actually talked about rebooting it for COVID because, like, we could totally use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, started working with my brother Eden as the duo Game Boys. My first show was at Fringe in 2014, and then been doing festival shows every year since then. And, it's been super great working with my brother, and then Kinetic Screen came on board a couple of years into that and really elevated the show. And the tech is such a big part of our shows now, so we always really like to try and push the combination of technical stuff and live performance and how technology and the live space works. So we're always interested in exploring that space.
Yeah. And very adventurous stuff because, it's where we're going, isn't it? The whole tech piece. And instead of just being a comedian standing on stage, you're offering so much more for the audience. Are you, a full-time comedian, or is it just, something you do part-time?
I'd like it to be. I have a bunch of different projects, but also do normal work. But we're touring this year around regional Vic, and that's the first for us with Game Boys doing our 2019 show. So that's really great. But yeah, it's definitely something. I've got a podcast and stuff, so there's a few different parts of my fingers in. So it is on the side, but definitely want it to be more.
Right. And you just mentioned that you're going to be touring regionally and stuff. Have you gone after funding money? Have you got money from government?
It's all through. We all got it through Showcase, which is, I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's like a big demo for all the regional arts hubs come together, and you get to pitch your show, and then all the regional arts hubs go, cool, your show sounds awesome, we'd like to do you, and then you sort of individually negotiate with the different venues. So, it's a really good process, and so we just got accepted, actually, for Showcase for this year. So we'll be pitching this new show, Escape to the Megaverse. We'll be pitching that there for touring next year. So, it's a good space to be in. It's really interesting to build these relationships with some of these regional arts centres. And it's such an awesome, supportive community. And everyone has obviously had in the arts has done it really tough through COVID. So there's a real willingness to essentially just get art going again and put shows on. So it's really cool to have that sort of thrust of everyone excited to be performing again.
And so I know that some of these opportunities have come off the back of award nominations and awards that you've won with Fringe and also Comedy Festival. You've had nominations over the years too for Best Comedy, Golden Gibbo. Could you tell us a little bit about how you guys pivoted, that magic COVID word, your show to be digital, because you did some quite innovative things with technology and like managed to create the illusion that you were all working from the same room when you weren't. Like, could you tell us what you did for that?
Yeah. So we were all set to do a remount of our Cinematic Universe show in 2020, and then that got nixed. And so then everything, you know, got changed. So then Fringe that year was Digital Fringe. And we'd had this idea floating. We had the assets for this fake news channel we have called GB24. And so because we're in the middle of lockdown in Melbourne during that period, what we did is I was in my bedroom in Carlton. My brother was in his bedroom in St Kilda, both with green screens, and then Kinetic Screen was in Richmond. Whoa. And so we got all the video feeds together. Whoa. And they put us in a digital studio. So the two of us were sitting there conversing, and it was really quite, it was super interesting because we got to the point where if you watch it back, you really can't tell that we're not in the room together.
Fantastic.
And we got a lot of, we got a lot of feedback from people saying how surprised they were and that they completely forgot that we weren't actually there. So that was really, that was really awesome. And we feel we sort of had a step up from a lot of other shows with the pivot to digital, because I think a lot of them, it's just, oh, we'll point the camera at the stage and we'll just kind of do the same thing. But luckily for us, you know, we've got a bit more, particularly Kinetic Screen, got a bit more tricks up the sleeve that we can really push that. And then the show we did at Digital Fringe last year, Hey Hey It's Lockdown, that was great because it was a step up where we actually got to be in the same room together. Hey, and that was a highlight. Yeah. So,
and all those shows were live as well, and you had people interacting with you online while you're performing?
Yeah, so that's what was really great with the Hey Hey show, that we, even to the point, because we're really interested in like pulling what are the things that people know about the theatre experience, can we bring that to the digital space? So we even had a pluck a duck them called Pluck a Nug, and
like a,
we actually
nugget.
Got someone in, like a chicken nugget, yep. So we actually got someone in on a video call, and then they were on the screen with us in the show. And so we were trying to bring that audience participation in a really real live way, and it was really nice as well. Like, we had a lot of people saying that it was one of the few shows they saw at the Fringe that really felt like, oh, this is live theatre that's happening, that I just happen to be watching it through my screen.
Yeah. And what a great concept. You like to play on the Hey Hey It's Saturday theme.
Super successful, because we have a mild obsession with Hey Hey. Like, inevitably our rehearsal sessions end up someone Googling something about Daryl or something. So
Why?
Got to the point, I don't know. We used to watch it so much as kids, and we're just weirdly obsessed. So it's been pinging around our heads for a long time, and then we're sort of thinking about if we should do something. We're like, write about what you know. Let's do a Hey Hey show. So it was really cool because there's the fun and the energy of the show that we really like, and we sort of captured that. And then we're also doing, with the Hey Hey stuff, we're doing a comedy fest, a couple of late night Hey Hey It's the Butterfly Club. So we're doing a couple of late night live versions of that. So that'll be cool to then take that back to the stage and see what that feels like of that, what was a digital show. Injecting that into the live space should be really fun as well.
Great.
And so your show that you're doing throughout the Comedy Festival, or for the second half of the Comedy Festival, we'll grab the dates of you shortly, that's called Escape to the Megaverse, and it's a brand new show that you're doing. I know that the regional one that you're touring is a previous show. With this one, what's the concept? And is this a play on the metaverse? Could you fill in some people that might not know the context?
So we were devastated. The show originally was called Escape to the Metaverse. Then Zuckerberg comes along and says, hey, I've got this metaverse idea. So we had to change our name because it's not directly related to that. We didn't really want to lean into that too much. But yeah, so the kind of broad setup is the idea of, as a performer, you'll often perform the same show, some people, you know, hundreds of times. And does that get a bit tedious and a bit tiresome? So the sort of setup for this show is that, well, let's do a different show. Let's not do the normal show. And just kind of mucking around, having a bit of fun. But we're really pushing the tech in this show. So we're going to have, using all the stuff that we've learned over the last 2 years, going digital, is, you know, we'll have a live camera on stage with a green screen. And then that, you know, taking live footage of the audience, popping that on our screen as well. So we're just really pushing the boundaries with doing, you know, everything we can to sort of bridge that gap between the digital space and the physical space, and where that might overlap, and, you know, like pulling things, putting something into the screen then it digitally changes and you pull it out and it's physically changed, you know, stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool ideas. But yeah, it's there's a lot of, we're big on pop culture and stuff as well. So we've got like, there's like a Bachelor segment. We've got a GB24 segment, our fake news show, some headlines there. And we're actually planning on, we have the pieces out. It's very exciting. We're going to be doing a live full-scale audience game of Tetris. So that should be very fun as well.
Wow. Okay, so if you're afraid of audience participation.
Don't go.
Well, we're always really good. Like, we know what it's like, you know, that energy when someone is uncomfortable. So we're super, it's all light touch our stuff, and we really pick our people and make sure that they actually want to be part of the show they are.
Of course you would. Yeah. I was joking. Now, I've just become a friend on Instagram, and I found you very easy because it's just Game Boys comedy. Follow them, people, and stay in contact with what's going on.
Yeah, so yeah, we're Game Boys comedy across all the socials. So we've also got YouTube if you want to see some clips of some of my other work and that kind of thing. But yeah, it should be a really busy comedy fest and hard at work. It's just great with Escape to the Megaverse. We haven't done a new live stage show because when we started to write this one, we were like, the last time we wrote a live stage show was in 2018. That's when we started. So. Yeah. It's been a long time since we'll be able to get back up there and perform live for people. So really looking forward to it at Comedy Fest.
Well, thanks, Josh, for coming on the show today.
No worries.
Yeah, thank you. And if anyone is interested in seeing the show, should they go to just Melbourne International Comedy Festival website for the moment?
Yeah, just on the Comedy Fest website. So you can put Game Boys in there and they will come up with Escape to the Megaverse and the Hey Hey show as well. So yeah, you can grab your tickets. But yeah, all through the Comedy Fest. And I've also got a podcast as well, which I'll spruik, called Welcome to Patchwork. And we've got a big 100th episode. We're doing a live version of that at Comedy Fest as well. So that should be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Fantastic. You're going to be a very busy man.
It's going to be the busiest festival,
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. We've been chatting with Josh Porter, who is one part of Game Boys comedy and one third of Welcome to Patchwork. And his show at the comedy festival Escape to the Megaverse is going to be playing from the 6th to the 17th of April at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And you are listening to the Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.